hosts, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Of the Computer Corner. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock this afternoon on Cox Channel 9, it's Technophobia, our television show.
Where we delete your fears of technology.
Not really, we just talk about stuff. But we're able to show you on our TV show, so check that out.
You think Ken sounds goofy, wait till you see him.
Hoo-ha! We have cool bowling shirts, though. At least I do. Let's go back to the phones.
You were Super Mario the other day.
I was. Should we do this or should we do that? This or that?
This, that.
We'll do this after the news.
That wish.
After the news.
What
Let's
news?
Talk to David.
Oh, that news. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
David's been waiting for
We're
him.
Discombobulated today.
David, thanks for holding. You have a question about trust and spam.
Yeah. For instance, well, there's multiple methods. You guys have already discussed it about blocking spam. For instance, you know, letting your provider filter it.
Yes.
I've got Earthlink, and they've got a thing called Spaminator, and that
yes.
works okay.
Uh-huh.
Then you can get false email addresses, like multiple ones that are temporary, disposable ones you could toss away.
Yes.
That works okay, too.
Right.
But there's another one that you haven't mentioned, I don't think it's called, like, challenge and response. People sign up with something called Spam Arrest.
Yes.
And, well, the problem is, and what you do, then when you try to send a message to a Spam Arrest customer, you receive a little verification message saying, you know, like, are you a real person? If so, come to this web page, type in the secret word that you see, and then from then on you can send
mail. Not
going to
do it.
Right. What David's talking about, for those of you that are kind of not getting this whole thing, when you can sign up as a user for this service called Spam Arrest.
Right.
And the first time someone tries to email you after you signed up for the service, they get a response, an auto response, back from this website that says you have to click here, and it involves some human interaction so that it catches 99% of the spam, because most of it's all computer automated and it's not real people doing anything.
But I have bad news.
Well, they're taking and putting you on spam lists because they're a service that sells lists.
Well, Spam Arrest, yeah. What they did is they spammed a bunch of people on Thursday, and so now they're in the news because they've been spamming.
Yeah.
So, in other words, anyone who ever tried to send a message to anyone who's using their service to block spam is now being spammed.
Yes. Isn't that nice?
Oh, it's just...
Makes you want to ring their cyber necks, doesn't it?
But there's a new thing that uses Spam Assassin that people might want to look in, SA Proxy. That's a Windows 32 plugin for... You know what,
David? Send us an email so that we can look into it, and
you
we'll include it in a future newsletter.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the input.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, hour and a half. We got another segment to go here on the Computer Corner. Bill, you've been holding forever. You got some questions. We want to get you in there. Larry, same thing. Hang tight. We'll get you after the news.
And Daryl and your other brother, Daryl, we got you covered as well.
Wow. When we come back, of course, it's our Cox High-Speed Internet website of the week. We try to find something really cool that you high-speed Internet users can enjoy out there on the web every week.
And we hope we found something cool. We're going to bring that to you right after the news, along with your calls and questions that we have remaining. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, and we'll be back right after the news. This is